Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 206 of the 8-Bit Geek. We always try to explain what 8-Bit is like to new listeners. Well, it's kind of like taking a photo of Bigfoot on an old camera without a viewfinder. You're so excited, you know, you race home, you get it developed, and you open the package only to find that the photo you took was out of focus and Bigfoot looks as tiny as Doug and Kevin's penises. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men with, well, tiny penises.
Kevin!
Whatever. My wife calls my hog Bigfoot.
Your hog. That sounds weird.
It's as big as a foot. I don't know whose foot, but someone's.
Shaq's?
I want to claim a discrepancy in your statement about what the fuck. Remember, what are you talking about? A viewfinder? Isn't that thing like in the 80s where you put the like film, you put that like reel in there, and then you just like.
Well, let's see. Yes, that was called a viewfinder, but on a camera, you have a viewfinder as well.
Can you confirm this, Doug?
Yeah.
Ryan, can you confirm this?
How?
We'll have to wait 45 seconds for that to catch him, but
all
yes.
Right. Well, we see that spending the weekend with your parents has dulled your knowledge of technology.
I called it out for old school technology, the viewfinder.
Because your mom has one on the shelf still?
I wish. That would be awesome. I would have brought it home. I had one as a kid. It had like E.T. on it. I got to watch the whole E.T. movie on it in like 10 slides.
Do you know they have newer ones now? I see them at the store all the time. They now do like flashcards or some shit. Like you just put a little SD card in and then you go through and I don't know. It's some, it's like a VR viewfinder, some bullshit. I don't know.
Debbie in chat said,
no, I saw.
Does she call it Bigfoot because no one can confirm its existence?
Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
That is actually really good. You might have to kick her out of 8-Bit chat for that.
I might. And both this chat and as well as the staff chat.
That's what I'm talking about, like the staff chat.
You're treading on water here. Whatever.
Thin ice.
Thin ice.
Link has corrected me. It's actually the View Master. So there you go. Never mind then. I stand erected.
Speaking of VR, so I went to the mall to get some Valentine's gifts for the wifey. And I took my son, and we saw this booth, and this was at the Galleria in Dallas. So we saw this. I came down the stairs as these white pod-looking things, and I was like, oh, shit, that looks dope. And I walk over, and it's this VR setup, right? It's this 4D experience. You sit in it, you buckle up, and you put your headset on, and you go through, you pick whatever you want to do. We chose to do the F-16 fighters. She said that's the most popular one. And we said, okay, cool. It was $10 a person. I know your face, Doug, but I felt like, I was like, man, I'm going to get the fucking VR experience of a lifetime. We get in, I put my headset on, Colin gets in, puts his headset on, and we buckle in, we strap in, we're like, we're on the fucking ride of our life here. And it was, so they moved slightly, the seats moved very slightly. It was like being in a movie theater, and then you had air that blew on you from the back of your neck, on the back of your neck. And
I bet it was just the staff going,
Yeah, you pull them off, the staff members all out of breath, like, did you like your experience?
That was really cool, right? Man, I'm excited.
You sprang Banaka into his mouth.
You guys really got me worked up. And and so the VR was actual shit. Like, I don't even know. It was just like watching a screen inside your eyes. It was Gen 1, a VR headset. It was a Gen 1 Oculus. And then also on top of that, you didn't have free range of your head. You couldn't look anywhere. It was just straight on. And and I thought it was going to be in the cockpit where you could look around and see, like, and you feel like you're actually doing it. No, they did it over the shoulder of a fighter jet. It was the fucking weirdest thing. So that was a bust. I mean, the idea and the concept was really cool. I think something like that could really work, but they pretty much was just like, eh, let's just make a buck. And they got it. They got 20 of them from me.
Link says, why would you need to feel the wind in a cockpit of a jet fighter?
That is actually a very valid fucking point.
Well, obviously we weren't in the cockpit. We were on the wing. So that's,
there you go.
That's why we felt the wind. So, yeah, even my son was just like, even my son was unimpressed. It was his first time experiencing VR. And he goes, yeah, it was like watching a screen, Dad. I didn't even get to turn my head. That's how my son talks.
Why does Colin sound like that?
He's picked some stuff up from Ashley.
Yeah. So that was that. What did Doug, what was in the pre-show that we were talking about that I wanted to bring back up?
Bible camp.
Yeah, we were talking about camp in the pre-show, and I wanted him to save it for the show because we asked one another if anyone's been to camp because we felt like it was we missed out. Kevin and I missed out on some experiences, but Doug. Doug said that there was a ton of hookups at Bible camp. Can you dive deeper into this?
Not, yes. I mean, not really. Like, it was really easy at the camp that we went to was surrounded by like woods and stuff because in the middle of, you know, it's a camp, right? Middle of fucking nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, you know, if you had a girlfriend or you're looking for someone to schmooze with, well, it was really easy just to walk out in the woods and do things with people. And it was common knowledge that people were hooking up and fucking and stuff.
So you
like go on.
Go keep going. What was your experience like out in the woods?
Not great.
I need to know.
The person we should be asking about this is clearly Caleb. But I think like through Caleb. Most of high school, like I had there's this girl I dated like through like most of high school and stuff. And like she never went. And I was a good boyfriend and never did anything. So
well, there you go. Well, so you lived vicariously through Caleb.
Oh, and to this day still.
We all do at this point.
I do. I mean, come on. I stalk his Facebook and just like, who did he get with this week?
And then he's like,
well, no, it's who do we get with today?
Yeah, I mean, today, this week. Hour.
If you like our banter, if you like what we're talking about, if you're new to the show, we invite you to subscribe and rate us on all these great platforms. We got Audio Boom, who provides all of our bandwidth. Thank you for being a sponsor. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you find podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night we record live on Twitch. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you can do so and interact with us during the show. I do want to mention that we have some other shows. If you're interested in this one, you may be interested in 8-Bit Legends, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, 8-Bit Saga, and of course, Garbage Day, new to the lineup. We will be at Dallas Comic Con at the end of March. We want to go ahead and give that a big plug because, well, they accepted us as lovely, lovely press, and we're obligated to do so in our contract. So go to Dallas Comic Con.
Other lineup is legit though. We should dive into that real quick and how not I don't want to say mad. I'm not mad that their lineup rules. It's just it rules.
I am very excited about this. I'm very upset that we didn't. Okay, so I keep saying it that I wanted to like I feel a little bit of regret that we didn't get a booth at Dallas Comic Con. I know, Doug, that we've had bad experiences there. And but I was like, fuck, this guest list is going to bring so many fucking people out that we could get our brand in front
of. Yeah, that's very true. It's going to be huge. My problem is with it is that they have so much space. Like they have probably equal the amount of space Comic Palooza had for those who have been to Comic Palooza and can I mean that's like three stories of just mm-hmm. of just so much fucking room. It's ridiculous. Like they have wrestling and roller derby and all this other really cool stuff inside of this building at Comic Palooza. They have that amount of space, and yet they use like a quarter of that for Dallas Comic Con. They have like one hall that's just all the shops and stuff, and then they have like another hall that is the celebrities and stuff that they're like side by side. But then they have a whole hall like that is nothing. There's literally nothing in it.
They
and then next to that is an is another hall that they were in their first year. They had those two halls right next to each other. There was like the two levels. Like they don't use those anymore. They use the front two halls.
That was when when we went to it the first year I was in there, that was actually the best layout.
It was nice and open, and then they had the celebrities in another area that was like a step down. Like you went walk down steps, and it was like so you could overlook that, and there's this huge meeting area in between. And now it's just like they're I hate saying this because we're about to go to it, but like I guess we have to cover it. But it feels so cramped and so small that like the rows are super close to each other. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, we're at Comic Palooza, and when we shut down that aisle was like 10 feet across or more, probably 15 to 20, right? It was a huge fucking hall or like aisle and stuff. And it's like 6 feet. Like you cannot walk three people like across.
Yeah, no, if you get two people, if you have a booth here and a booth here and you get a couple fans on either side, you're fucking waiting or you're like, can I just want to fucking get by?
Yeah. And to be fair, like we're basing this like off of, like last year, so they could
very
switch
well
up this
have,
year. They could have the whole everything, because I mean it's just And then the shitty part about also like they do all their photo ops in the celebrity area behind them, so they're already cutting their space down for the celebrity area. Like they're like a quarter, like you're losing a quarter of that space, and so they feel really close together. And of course, you're trying to cram thousands of people waiting in line to meet, you know, Mark Hamill or, you know, or whatever. And it's just, it's too much.
It's a lot. So you brought up Mark Hamill. So we've got him, we've got Tim Curry, Norm Reedus. You got Stan Lee, Carl Urban, Adam West, Alan Tudyk, Burt Ward. You've got, oh, there's so many. We can't run through them all, though. And they got
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who's playing Negan right now in The Walking Dead.
And Stephen Ogg, right?
Yep.
Who also did
Is Stephen Ogg going to be at this one? I don't remember if he's at Comic Palooza.
No, he just got announced for this one as well.
Fucking A.
And then you got, if you're a big comic book fan, you got the biggest writer and artist in the game right now. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo are both going to be there.
Yeah, that's dope.
Ugh, it's so awesome.
It's great, and like we're getting a booth at Alamo City. We've had a lot of fun at Alamo City. It was like the first convention to ever willingly give us press, but like offer it to us as opposed to us like submitting for press. They're just like, hey, you guys want to come cover this? We're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And they've started announcing guests also. So they have like Ian McDiarmid, and they announced like four people from The Walking Dead, including Scott Wilson, my boy, my homeboy, my BFF, Scott Wilson.
which we confirmed yesterday with some dope art.
Yeah, it was sick. And then they just announced someone today. Eugene, the guy that plays Eugene on The Walking Dead, the guy that played Abraham, and the guy that's playing Ezekiel. So they have a good lineup, too, so far. It's just one of those, like, hey, so Dallas is looking really good right now. Like, really, really good.
We're gonna be really successful no matter where we go. But I just, you know, obviously when you have such an all-star lineup, it makes you regret a little bit. And the other thing that I'm hoping is because of the fact that when we've seen Alamo City Comic Con before, they've tucked the podcasting booths into the corner. And I hope that we don't get that kind of treatment. Even if we do, though, fuck that. We're going to make it work. And going to kick some ass because we're going to bring people in. I don't care if Kevin has to stand on the corner in his underwear to bring people over. It's going to happen.
I mean, cosplay.
Exactly.
And the thing is that we have to have a little bit more faith, because last year we did the same thing where we committed to Comic Palooza, and either it was Dallas Comic Con or it was ACCC that was getting all the crazy guests, to the point where Doug was daily harassing Comic Palooza's Twitter,
which he started to do for Alamo City Comic Con already.
Right. So, I mean, I think we just have to have a little faith and give them some time. I mean, it is till May. And once again, I mean, it seems like this is our luck. So, and we made the best out of Comic Palooza, but ACCC does hold a special place in my heart because that was the first con we ever worked all together as a team.
And I'll never forget those words coming out of your mouth about 2 hours into the show. Hey guys, are we gonna take a break yet? Because I need to take a nap.
Yeah, he was fine this last year though. He got to chill behind the table. He had a fucking blast at Compalooza. I
had no voice because I was talking to everybody the whole time. Yeah.
Hey man,
you killed it.
Yeah, that's Ed, man.
That's why we hired you.
I made a good friend in Ed that time. Me and Ed real bonded.
Hey Kevin, I just want to bring this up because we just talked about it, but I'm not lying. Apple software update just popped up on my screen.
See? What did I tell you?
I got a 175 megabyte update waiting for me.
Oh, here it comes. Hey, man, you just those daily updates.
Yeah, those daily updates. You can always support us on Patreon to help us go to those cons, pay for some overhead for some new shows and stuff like that. We've been creating some new content. We've got banners that have to get made. I mean, there's a ton of money that's getting soaked up. So if you like our show and you want to help us out, you can. You don't have to, of course, because we give you all the free content in the world that we can. But we do offer a little bit extra to our Patreon members. You will get a pre-show and some other cool content. We're working with Rain right now.
Do we want to float that idea by?
Yeah, we're working with Rain right now. We're trying to figure out a pricing tier, but she wants to do some cross-stitching and some custom cross-stitching for our folks if they sign up. So we're trying to figure out how much to charge for that. But I think that's pretty dope. So you could pay a flat fee or, you know, keep it coming in every episode. Yeah. And then get us some cross-stitching action. So that'd be pretty cool.
Did we already mention the shirts? Did you mention our beautiful shirts?
Oh, yeah. And you can get shirts at our store. Those are available. They're pretty cheap.
And I think for those right now in the stream, I'm pretty sure that our sale ends tonight. So the new shirts for the newer shows like Legends, our other shows.
Yeah, Ants
Saga,
just linked
3D
it.
And Brainberry. Yeah, they should. Those are on sale through the rest of the night. This is like Monday night, so tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and they're not on sale anymore after tomorrow. I don't think. Maybe through tomorrow.
We'll go. No, fuck that. They're done tonight.
Okay, they're done tonight. So those in the Twitch, if you need to go pick up a shirt, the Tri-Blends are $19.99. They're super soft. It's like all I wear now.
Go now.
That's all I got. That's all I got. All
right. Let's get into the meat of this show. Let's do this with some misconnections, okay?
And that's the 8bitgeek.threadless.com. Sorry for the listeners.
Let's get into the meat of the show.
People who are going to see it tomorrow would be like, "Well, we missed the sale."
Well, I missed the sale.
Maybe I'll play. I don't know. I'll do a Russian roulette. We'll see if it ends tonight or not.
All right. So if you shoot yourself in the head, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But if you live, then it'll go on for another day.
Worst Groundhog's Day ever.
Misconnections. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I like how Doug bobs his head because he can hear the music in his head. That was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's all he's got.
Okay, that's all you got.
Good,
all right.
Show, guys.
Okay, cool. Well,
I wasted all my funny in the pre-show, so well, I'll have to call in a backup.
All right, well, let's get that backup in here.
There was a pre-show.
Yeah, there was, Kev. We did a fucking awesome pre-show, you bastard.
Oh, yeah, I must have slept through it.
Sounds about right.
I just want to hang up on him.
All right.
Anyways, we got Sean in here.
What's up, fellas?
Hey! What's up, man?
Not much.
How's your week been?
Well, it's been all right.
Cool. Okay.
Well, I booked a trip to Cancun, but then it was just rainy the whole time, which kind of sucks. I don't know if you've ever been to Cancun in the rain.
No.
I have. Like half the week, it sucked.
yeah, it's pretty shitty. We were like, where are the beach bays at? And they're like, underneath all these fucking jackets.
But then they're easy to find. Oh, God. Oh, because they're, yeah. That's got to be terrible.
It's not fun when you're trying to oogle the ladies.
Well, tell us what you oogled this week.
Well, this one actually happened a couple months ago, but this was in southeast Louisiana. Oof, those are some hard words to say. We met in sex addict rehab.
Seems legit.
Yeah. Male for a woman. My body is a wonderland.
Nope.
Sean, you getting that new John Mayer CD?
Already done got.
Damn it, pre-ordered. Me too, man. Can't wait.
Can't wait. We'll have to make Kev listen to it on the drive to Alamo City Comic Con. Yes.
Looks like I'm bringing earbuds to Alamo City.
No, it isn't because of the fact that
actually,
you
I'm going to bring them anyway because Jer snores like a wildebeest.
I'm trying not to anymore.
You try not to?
Yeah, because I'm losing this weight. And so you lose the weight, you lose the snore.
That's true because I do not snore anymore. It is impossible for me to snore.
Unless I sit on you.
Promises.
Hey, fellas, back to me.
Sorry, Sean.
There's too much time spent away from me. So my body is athletic, an athletic wonderland. It's a fucking jungle gym over here. My height is 6 even. Also, the size of my penis.
Oh.
6 inches even.
Oh.
My age is 30. We met at rehab for sex addicts. We met eyes during group quite often. And during a break, you told me that it was really difficult to have to be in this group with me because when you looked at my body, all you could think about was sex.
Oh.
It's been a few months. If your addiction, like mine, is no longer in remission, you should send me a message. No other details provided.
Yeah, short and sweet this week, huh, boy? Sean?
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
You got so worked up, you forgot to put your info in there.
Yeah. Not a lot about me in this. You know what, though? If you hear it, you'll know it was me.
I mean, I don't know, because there's a lot of people who probably meet in sex rehab. You know? I mean, that's got to be a common thing. It's just like, all right, we're going to do a group session here. Not a good idea.
Not an orgy! That's
all right. We've been. My turn.
Oh.
Soaked. Male for woman. Midtown. I'm athletic. I'm 6'4". I'm single. And I'm 28. Doug, why are you taking your headphones off?
It's no good. Kev has his off too.
I don't even know what's going on, but I'm just leaving these off for now.
Listen, if the fans write us on social media, if you want this to keep happening, you let us know.
If you, I'm shaking my head in no.
If you don't, if you want to say yes to the dress.
Look at the chat. Caleb says, oh, it's gross, boy. Oh, no. Link throws up in his mouth.
Now, I think that is just like, I think that they really like it, and they're just like, oh, shit, this guy. I think it's great entertainment. Let's continue. So recently.
Oh.
Stomach can't finish. So recently, I've been watching a certain porn. And I really want to try this with a girl. I really want to cuddle and have a cute girl pee.
pee on me while we kiss and
wait,
cuddle.
How?
Mm. You ever heard of 69, bro? Just pee on me.
How do you kiss and pee at the same time?
Kiss it and pee.
You turned into Batman.
Did open this week.
I'm not super picky on who. Just to be somewhat cute and serious about meeting. Harry is a plus, but not a deal breaker. If you're wanting to try anything, I'm very open-minded.
Oh.
And yes, I'm hot and sexual. I have a very, very long sex drive. Age doesn't matter either. Please, please don't contact me, males, or anyone just looking for an online flirt. Thanks.
That's mine.
Oh,
that's terrible. Let's see what the chat says about this one.
I need mouthwash for my brain.
Every kiss begins with piss. Rain says, I hate all of this.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ryan says, well, luckily, kissing and pissing don't involve the same hole, Kev.
Duh. Link says,
cancels. It can if you really want it to, Ryan.
Link says, cancels Ryan. His Patreon support.
Yeah. Ryan says, I want to die so I never have to hear this again.
So it sounds...
mute the poot.
It really sounds like it's a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, because what do they say? Negative press is still good press? Kev, your turn.
I'm sick to my stomach, y'all. I guess I'm going to need some of that Viagra we talked about on the pre-show because I'm going to need some help with this one.
God.
But check this out. This one goes out to that middle-aged brunette in yoga pants. This is a male for women. Now, I saw you this afternoon in the produce section and again several times throughout the store.
Because obviously you were following her.
Well, yeah. I mean, aisles meet, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's the way it's got to go. Okay. I got my one good eye on her. Now, you had on a pair of dark yoga pants and were rocking them hard. You were also wearing a tank top that was barely containing what I can only imagine are some wonderfully natural boobs. Wonderfully natural, that is. I would love to get you out of that outfit and in front of my camera.
You mean the same one that you used in the parking lot a couple weeks ago?
It's my Viewmaster. Tell me where I saw you and send me a photo, please do. And let's get you in front of my camera. I want a photo so I can put you in front of my camera. It's exactly what I want to do.
Well, it's probably because you have a better quality photo, right?
I'm really into film. I just want to say I love y'all. Velvet Jones, baby.
Hey, and I just want to say that I think that X-Punk followed because of my misconnection. I'm almost 100% certain.
I doubt that.
I doubt it 100%. I think they followed and then they left.
I mean, I did.
Even I did. Okay, I saw two movies this week. I don't know if you guys saw any of the movies on our list here, but the number one movie was Lego Batman, making $55.6 million. Nice. 50 Shades Darker made $46 million. Mm. And John
Is
Wick
that
2.
The other movie you saw?
yeah. John Wick 2 made $30 million.
Nice.
I saw John Wick and I saw the Lego Batman movie. John Wick 2, the original movie, only made $10 million in its opening weekend.
Oh.
So
probably because it was a little bit more unknown. Was it based on the comic or was it?
It was definitely unknown, and it definitely gained some street cred on streaming and on DVD. Like, that's where it found legs, and people fell in love with it there, and that's where everyone was like, you got to see this fucking movie.
Okay.
But it's definitely... I think we'll see a chapter 3 after making $30 million.
Okay. So, and what do you think the budget was on this one then?
I'm not sure. I still think that they kept it relatively low. I can look it up real quick.
So you think they broke even at least?
Oh, they're definitely going to make money out of this. It doesn't have the budget on it yet. I don't see any.
Now you may be able to Google it.
Yeah,
I can do that real quick.
But I definitely think they'll make a lot of money off of this. It was a fantastic film. I think this is one of the rare cases that the second movie beats the first movie.
Wow.
It's fantastic. Like, it's a continuation of the story. It happens 5 days after the first film ends.
Okay.
And so it just jumps right into it. And you get so much more of the action that you were looking for in the first one. They came up with so many more creative ways to kill people. It was just a ton of fun. A ton of fun. And so I highly suggest anybody go see it. The Lego Batman, and it's sitting at a 91 on Rotten Tomato as well.
Its budget was $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they'll make that back.
Well, right now it says at the box office, and this may be like worldwide, is 41.9.
Yeah, maybe.
There you go.
Maybe updated for Sunday,
today.
Monday. Yeah, Sunday, Monday.
Well, Sunday, yeah. So 41.9, I mean, they've already made $1.9 million, and this is the first week. Mm-hmm. So, dope.
And then I saw the Lego Batman movie. I will say that I don't think it was as good as the Lego movie, but still stood on its own and was still a ton of fucking fun. I so many laughs in this film. It was really funny. And so I highly recommend that if you got a kiddo, or go rent a kid if you want to go see it.
Don't rent a kid. Don't do that.
Yeah. No, they've got services where you can do that now. If you want to go see your favorite movie, you just pick one up from the street and you just take them and go see your movie.
No, we don't condone that here at the 8-Bit Geek.
Doug knows. That's how he got his kid.
What?
Doug, can you confirm?
Nope. Sorry, I'm looking at the cast list for this movie. Holy fucking shit, Batman.
Yeah, they got everybody in the movie industry to be in this film.
Yeah. I like that Siri is the voice of Pewter. Like Siri. But yeah, I didn't realize, like, Jenny Slate's in it as Harley Quinn. Conan O'Brien is the Riddler. Doug Benson is Bane. Billy Dee Williams is back as Two-Face.
Kate
Micucci as Clayface. Ricky Lindholm as Poison Ivy. So that's Garfunkel and Oates for those that like them. And wait, Eddie Izzard as Voldemort.
Oh, yeah. You have to go see this, Doug, because there's so many references to Harry Potter. It's great. I think the funnest thing for me was that they essentially
Oh, it keeps going. Oh, it's still going. Holy shit.
Doug, we don't need to read off every name.
But Jermaine Clement as Sauron. That's awesome.
Stop ruining
it. Jonah Hill
as
the Green Lantern. Adam Devine as the Flash.
Spoilers.
Get out of here.
Spoilers.
Get out of here.
Spoilers. Yeah. So this movie it lives in the same world as all the Batman movies, and it's really funny how it makes fun of itself. They even go back to the 60s Batman a ton. Like, they make a ton of references to that. It's wonderful. Bane still uses the Batman, the Dark Knight Returns Bane voice, and it's awesome.
Oh, he's Batman. Like,
oh, Batman.
And it's great.
I like the hip-hop.
And so, yeah, go see them. Those two were great. Fantastic films. That's sitting at a 92 on Metacritic, or on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good.
Yeah. Speaking of scoring high scores, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 recently did a test screening and scored a perfect 100.
Get the fuck out of here.
Uh-uh.
Good.
And it's the only, it's a very, very extreme, it's extremely rare, and the highest ever number for a Marvel movie. So if you weren't fucking hyped before, get hyped now, because holy shit.
Also, we posted it on our Facebook page, but we shared a video. It's a behind the scenes little featurette thing of them starting filming of Infinity War, and it starts off and it's Chris Pratt and Tom Holland and Tony Stark, whatever his name is, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
like the three of them together.
That little guy.
Like, yeah, that dude. The one who kicked off the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
But just that alone is exciting for, like, oh shit, like, what's to come? And, like, the people, they talk to people from, like, Marvel and Disney and stuff, and just like, this is, we've been setting this up for years. We're really excited to start this movie because this is what we've been building to. And it's just like, fuck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, that got me really hyped, more so than a fucking teaser trailer could.
Yeah.
It's really dope.
Well, we say that now.
Yeah,
like, oh my God, Spider-Man!
I want to be in his tights with him.
What?
What? Who said that?
I mean,
Kevin?
I mean, like, he's of age in real life, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he's actually, like, 20.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, his character is, like, 15, bro.
Yeah. Kevin, calm that talk down.
This is coming from the guy who wants to rent kids.
No, I said if you don't have a kid, you can rent a kid.
All right, there, Nambla.
I don't even know who that is, so your reference fails.
I'll tell you when you get older.
Okay, thank you. Jay and Silent Bob.
Don't.
What?
But don't. Don't tell him. Because then he's going to ask about where to get a membership.
I don't like your inside jokes right now, guys.
Okay. Just Google it.
I'm not Googling that now.
You may want to Google it incognito.
I'm not doing any of that.
What is Nambla?
No. Jay and Silent Bob are rebooting. Wait, what? No. Yes. Okay. Clerks 3 is dead. Mallrats 2 are dead.
Yeah.
And Jay and Silent Bob are getting a reboot. But not really. It's a sequel. I don't know why they use reboot. Kevin Smith talked about how financing fell through for Clerks 3 and Mallrats 2. Not because
you don't have to reboot. He explains how it's a reboot. Did you not read the article?
Yes. It's not a fucking reboot. They're just going back to Hollywood.
To stop a reboot of the Blunt Man and Chronic movie from
BJ. Oh, that's the name of the film.
Oh, my
God. It's Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Oh, man. That changes everything.
The day I learned.
I hope it's the same movie. I hope they just released the same movie. But I hope they get everyone back.
Yeah, they gotta bring back Justice.
Well, he said, okay, so the reasons why Clerk 3 and Mallrats 2 are not working out is because he doesn't own the rights to it. And they're held by another company, and they can't get the financing for it, and everything fell through. So he said, fuck it. And he does own the rights to Jay and Silent Bob. So he's done with the first draft, and he's planning on filming, I think what he said, in the summertime, I think that's when he's going to start filming it. So they go back to Hollywood and try to kill a reboot of the Blunt Man Chronic movie that already happened, which is a fun concept. Why not? Another road trip. I highly considered the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back as one of the best.
It's the best. It is.
It really is.
It's really good.
It's the best movie.
And so I'm pretty excited about it because those two together are just fucking hilarious. And hopefully they don't look too. I hope Jay Muse still looks young enough to pull it off.
Oh, I'm sure he can. Going back to Clerks 3, the reason that didn't happen is one of the four major characters opted out of it. So Kevin Smith had the script done. They were ready to go, but without that character. Basically, the it's all dead in the water. He didn't explain who it was, but a lot of people are speculating due to past issues like this that it was Jeff Anderson, which Jeff Anderson did Randall. So he didn't want to do part two, and then eventually kind of came to. But in part three, he's just basically he's fully out. So that kind of blows because everyone, you know, as soon as they heard one of the four leads opted out of the flick, everyone immediately thought it was Rosario Dawson and they're like, shoot it anyway, you know, and which you can understand would be Rosario Dawson because she has like a million and one Marvel things going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe she would have been back, you know, and it seems like
she's probably filming like the Defenders or whatever, but like her role is pretty small in all those shows that like
I'm sure she could
get time away.
Yeah, that or she will be done by the time they would start filming, you know.
Right, right. And then Brian O'Halloran, or whatever his name is, the one who played Dante, was all for it. Like, he'd be at Comic-Cons, and he's like, yeah, I've seen the script, and I love it. I'm ready to shoot whenever. So the only person that hasn't really chimed in on it was Jeff Anderson.
Why doesn't he fucking like to act? I don't get it. Like, he's only been in two movies, and he fucking just loves to sit at home on the ranch and just fish and come on!
Well, I think what his case was, like, he got kind of screwed over on Clerks 2 as far as getting paid. And it wasn't Kevin Smith's fault. It was like the production company or whatever it was.
Didn't he agree to the price that he – I mean, are you talking about back end or
– Yeah, I think back end stuff.
They didn't make any fucking money off of that movie anyways.
And that was one of the reasons why he's like, I don't want to do this ever again. So that's all speculation. That's what people, a majority of the Kevin Smith fans are thinking. That's what it was. So,
well, we'll never fully know.
Yeah. And as far as Mallrats 2 goes, they just couldn't find a buyer for it, which is kind of bullshit, because like, I'm surprised Netflix or even Stars hasn't tried to pick that up, especially since they're doing all these revivals.
Exactly. When they were like, oh, no one will buy it, I was like, did you not pitch it to some streaming service or like Stars or something that, like,
I don't know. Well, no,
someone will buy it.
That I think that has also to do with the rights. He doesn't hold the rights to it. So
yeah,
maybe that has something to do with it. Lawyers.
And what sucks about that one too is it'll be super hard to get everyone back. I mean, once again, you're dealing with characters such as Ben Affleck, Jason Lee, hell, even Shannon Doherty, who has got, I mean, she's dealing with cancer right now. I mean, who knows what they can, who they can even bring back for that. And what's his name? The main character just became a raging alcoholic and he was in and out of jail. I can't remember what his name was, but the main character from Mallrats.
Hmm. I forgot.
Hey, just got breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Hold on. Wait. Now let's go down to our correspondent, Doug McDonald.
Ben Affleck reportedly doesn't want to be Batman anymore.
Yeah, that was quick.
Wait, stop. What?
Yep. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a story about Ben Affleck stepping down as director of the upcoming Batman film, aptly titled The Batman. In an interview with Variety, Affleck cited the difficulty to do both direct and film. But Affleck made it clear that he's still committed to playing Batman, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Mike just texted us this.
Where is he getting this from? Because there's no news outlet that's reporting it.
TheComeback.com.
Okay. I don't see it on Twitter. I don't see it on any news. I'm looking up the news on Google.
It's a rumor right now. We'll see how it plays out. But that would suck because he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be disappointed. And at that point, if you lose Ben Affleck as your Batman, which is stupid because again, you're about to release Justice League, and then the Batman, if they fuck this up, so if DC fucks this up so fucking bad that they lose Ben Affleck, this whole fucking thing will crumble. I fucking guarantee it. Because there's no way that Zack Snyder can pull this shit together without him, and it's a fucking miracle he's done it so far.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that one. I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think he'll drop out?
I don't think he'll drop out.
I hope not. I pray not.
I hope not. I mean, I'm the same. I hope he doesn't. You know, obviously it could happen, but I don't think it's going to. I think that one is just a part of the...
What I think the problem is that he is now experiencing the same fucking shit that all these other directors and stuff have had issues with this past. Like, because they keep... Dude, their directors are dropping out of this like fucking flies. Mm-hmm. They literally just did a thing like last year at Comic-Con. Look, these are the directors of the DC Cinematic Universe, and they had them all come out, and like we're down to like only three of them are still around. Two, Zack Snyder and the chick that did Wonder Woman, like, because the dude that Flash has backed out,
I think
he's and now Ben Affleck has dropped out. I guess James Wan is still planning on doing Aquaman, but that's still two or three years down the road.
I think
so. There's still
biggest
time for him to change his mind too.
I think the biggest thing that they need to do is get Warner Brothers out of the way. I think that they need to do exactly what Disney did and just said, Marvel Films is its own entity and it will make its own films and it has its own CEO. And I think Geoff Johns needs to lobby that and make that happen, because Warner Brothers is having way too much fucking say. I think they're meddling too much because of the fact, you know, because Geoff Johns was brought in to take over and say, hey, okay, let's write the fucking wrong, and let's get it back on course. And now that we're seeing all this shit happen, I'm definitely blaming Warner Brothers.
And the shitty thing is, like, they're gonna they've taken a phenomenal opportunity to, like, really make the DC cinematic universe, like, stand out on its own. Yeah, they're kind of following the Marvel, like, format, but let's be fucking real, it fucking works. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I don't know, like, I just feel like they're gonna fail or whatever if it continues going down the path that it's going down, and then we're just gonna have to hear about WB bitching and moan about, like, well, I guess people didn't really want it to be like the Netflix stuff, and it's like, that's not the problem. Well,
I guess we'll try in another 15 years. Yeah,
we'll give it another 10 years and then we'll try again. You Warner Brothers fuck asses.
Well, fuck ass. We may lose DC, but we're gonna gain Snapchat. A&E has ordered a reality TV show for Snapchat.
So, all right, next story.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Don't know and give a shit. It's gonna suck. We'll shoot a promo, like a pilot, and we'll not go past that.
What are they gonna do? The show is called Second Chance. It'll involve emotional exes getting together and figuring out why their relationships fell apart.
What?
What? What? They already have these shows.
Yeah.
How is Snapchat a part of... So, David Gordon Green and Danny McBride are going to write, direct a new Halloween movie.
Yes.
Yay, and they're going to ignore... They've come out this week and said that they're going to ignore all of the sequels.
Yeah, I could be down.
All of the sequels?
It says
especially the one with LL Cool J and Busta Rhymes.
I guess they shouldn't ignore that one. That was the best of them.
No, it wasn't.
Break your neck.
Well, I was thinking the Halloween ones that were like Rob Zombie or whatever.
Well, those were complete like
reboots.
Sides. Yeah, they were reboot. There you go.
Those were reboot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, I think they were good in their own ways.
I think they just want to bring the character back to the root of what Michael Myers is and was, and I think they're going to try to scare the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm. Dude, for real though, the Halloween franchise is my least favorite. I don't think it's scary. I don't know what it is. Jason for life.
Yeah, hey, I'm Jason, with you on that one.
Jason for life.
Jason was my second favorite. Freddy Krueger is number one in my...
Ooh, shit. Yo, this is tough. Oh, man, you just called into... I have to question some things now.
If you want to talk about straight-up fear, though, I would say Jason Chucky. All the way.
Oh, yeah,
Jason's
Chucky.
Jason's got the silent fear.
Chucky.
Jason's got silent fear, then Freddy, because Freddy became a smartass in the later films.
Yeah, but we're talking about the essence of the character, like the root of the character. Like, even when you're talking Chucky 1 fucking scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, all those characters got funny over time because they didn't know what to
fucking... Not Jason.
I was gonna say. What the...
Yeah, he had some comedic relief.
Yeah, he's like chasing them, and he's like, da 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 da.
Yeah. Did you not?
Somebody hits him with a pie.
Oh!
He slips on a banana.
Yeah.
And they make the whoop sound. Yep. Oh, why isn't that on YouTube? Friday the 13th with like Hanna-Barbera sound
up,
effects.
Shut up. We're about to lose that one. Someone's going to make it. Fuck yeah! If you had to rank them, I might put Chucky in front of Jason. I might go Freddy,
might
Chucky, Jason, Michael Myers.
Because I'm thinking like, okay, a lot of the Jason movies I like a lot. I like a lot of them. There's a couple that I love, but there's like a lot I like a lot of. But there's still some you're like, Chucky. While there are some that are terrible, I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love, they're so funny and like fucked up. But I agree, the first one's like. Man, I've told this before. This one, the first one, I saw at way too young of an age.
Me, same. Same.
Like, way too young. My dad should not have let me see that movie. And I remember one time we were walking to a grocery store. And this is probably about the time that I guess maybe Chucky 3 may have been coming out. 2? 3? Maybe 3? Is 3 the one where he has the stitched up face? No, that's after 3. It wasn't that one. Yeah, he was a normal... Anyways, we're in a grocery store, and they have, like, those claw machines.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Chucky doll in there. And little 6-year-old Douglas. Not having any of that shit.
Like, I think that.
And then you ran.
What's happening?
And then it showed up in your car.
No, I definitely remember being like, my dad was like, we shouldn't let you watch
this. This was a bad idea.
I don't think he watched the whole thing. Your dad was probably like, he was watching it, and I just like walked into the living room like on a Saturday morning or some shit.
I am fairly certain that your dad probably sat. He was sitting there going, "Oh, this is probably a bad idea," but then finished the movie and then told you, "Well, that was a bad idea. Don't remember any of that."
Okay.
and then as you go to sleep at night and you're crying, your dad comes in and says, "What are you crying for? Man up."
Yeah. I wish I had Caleb as a son.
Uh-oh. Ooh, we sent
struck
him there.
A chord.
Hold on, let's move on to the next story. Let's get him back. Let's get him back. Fox is interested in bringing Firefly back as a reboot, but only under one condition.
Yeah, fuck them.
Oh.
What's the one condition? No Joss?
I don't know.
What good are you if you don't read the fucking thing? Like the articles.
Did you read it?
Oh, I just opened the notes before the show started.
I meant to read it. I got too busy. Okay, let's just say that reason. Oh, make something up. Kevin, make something up. Hurry. We're losing the audience.
They would only do it if Fox got to throw in some alternate facts into the Firefly universe.
Awesome. Okay, great. Okay. NBC said
and they get to, they get
shut
to
up.
Show
no, we
Ivanka
got it.
Trump's Nordstrom line.
Good. Okay, so NBC Saturday Night Live is considering a Weekend Update spinoff, guys. Woo!
I thought they've been doing this for a while.
Save
or
that.
They've been trying.
Save that last story.
I mean, they got to give Colin Jost and the other dude something to do because that's the only things they show up on.
Oh, the other dude? His name's Michael Che.
Michael Che, yeah.
It's Michael Che.
No, Michael Che.
I'm sorry. Are you from his?
Did you watch Saturday Night Live last weekend?
Did you watch it? Because it's
yes, I did. Let's get him on the show.
It's French.
It's French.
Something not true.
No.
I don't know. Did they try to do this as a spinoff? I don't. Think
I thought so.
I don't know. Saturday Night Live is going through a fucking revival right now with all this political shit going on.
I was going to say, they've got good material.
Their numbers have been the highest they've been in like 6 years.
Yeah, people have been tuning in. They've got a pretty rock solid group of people. And they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, last week's with Alec Baldwin hosting, there was some good moments. Even like the non-political stuff was pretty funny. Of course, the political stuff was great because now you have Melissa McCarthy on there doing Spicer, which is fantastic. So, I mean, they're really knocking it out of the park. And then Kate McKinnon doing the Kellyanne. Like, mm-hmm. They've got the whole cabinet down at this point.
All the people also coming forward to be like, hey, I'll play somebody. Like, Rosie O'Donnell, like, let me play Bannon, which is fucking hilarious. And then Jane Lynch wants to play Betsy DeVos, whatever you say her name.
Oh, God.
And then today, Zach Braff was like, let me play
Paul Ryan.
The new guy that made that quote yesterday. That
oh,
was
that
like,
threatening fucking like.
Yeah, like the president's power will not be questioned or whatever like that. Where it's like, you clearly don't know the role of the president. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that dude's name is. But like Zach Braff was like, I will shave my head if you let me play that character.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it's amazing. I like this. I like it. I hate what's happening, but I love the resistance. Yes. I love everything about it. It has lit a fire in my soul that I did not know I was missing. You know what I mean? Now that it's burning, I'm like, fuck yes, politics. Let's get it.
Speaking of politics, let's move on to gaming. That was a good segue, right?
Nope.
Okay. We'll try next week. Facebook is closing nearly half of the Oculus pop-ups in Best Buy stores, which excites the fuck out of me. Yes!
No one's buying them, and also they have to pay back. I'm just kidding. That was only $500 million. So it's chump change.
I am so excited. Like, I'm glad it's failing. Maybe it's not failing, but fuck them. Fuck Oculus. Go Vive.
Oh, hey, guys. It's me.
Oh, no.
Lucky Follower.
All right, we got Lucky. Well, we got Lucky on the show. We might as well ask him a couple questions. Lucky,
yep.
Why are you closing down the pop-ups in Best Buy?
Listen, we're only closing half of them. That means the one that's in my house will still stay open.
You have a Best Buy in your house?
I have a Best Buy in my house.
So you spent
right next to the McDonald's. It's what I spent my money on when I sold it to Facebook.
Oh.
I'm like Richie Rich. I even have a butler who may or may not touch me inappropriately at night.
Well, shit. That's kind of a weird thing to mention there, Paul.
It's a thing I asked for because I'm pretty sure that happened in Richie Rich, and I wanted it to be as authentic as possible.
Well, I don't think that happened.
Hey, we got to let you go. Thanks.
That's a shame. Okay, out the window I go.
I'm so glad that he's willing just to jump nowadays.
Yeah, they really...
It's a lot easier than pushing them out. That's
for fuck's sure. Yeah. E3 is offering public tickets, and they come with a pretty big price tag of $250 for the weekend.
That's worth it. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't think it's worth it.
Isn't E3 like a whole week type thing?
I don't fucking know, man. Maybe.
So maybe it's like $250 for the whole week.
The only reason why I don't think it's worth it is because of the fact that it's not really set up. Well, maybe they will set it up for like a PAX or something like that. But from the way that I understand it, E3 is always it's always a media kind of site. And most of the big games you have to make appointments in order to get in front of the game and actually play them. And they are like EA isn't having a booth this year. Nintendo's not having a booth this year. Like there's
Nintendo never does it.
And so like from people who've gone from the articles that I've read this week, that it's not set up for normal
public,
and it's a bad idea because of the fact that you're not going to walk in and play the games that you want to play. The stuff is going to be like B level at the booths. And if you did want to play a big game, you're going to waste about 6 hours waiting in line in order to do it.
Well, I mean, it says right here in the article, these passes will give members of the public access to the same exhibitors, panels, and events as media attendees.
That's strange. So I guess they will be setting it up like PAX because they didn't have panels or anything like that. It was all straight up like, hey, get in this room with a whole bunch of other press and announce your title.
And unless that's what they mean by panels, they mean like the keynotes. There's no way they're going to let some fucking 13-year-old douchebag into a fucking... Right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right?
These days, I'll believe anything could happen.
Not into a keynote, because you want your press there, because you want people to cover the game. You don't want some like 13-year-old douchebag be like Xbox, and like run across the PlayStation event.
And like some of these exhibitors, and like they're in hotel rooms. They're not in like a lot of them show off a lot of their shit they rent out their own hotel like fucking.
Yeah, but those can be pretty big. And here's the thing. In the past, even though it was closed to the public, per se, you can be considered industry even if you worked – like if you were a part-time or a Target. But if you could afford the ticket, though, the ticket was like $1,000.
That's true. I've seen like people – like okay, so slightly bad example. The McElroy brothers from My Brother, My Brother and Me, two of them work for Polygon. So they're in the –
they're in press, yeah.
They fall in it.
Just
like, they
just
took their,
like us.
They took their third brother with them, one of the brothers with them, because they had to pass, or whatever. But he was public at that point. I mean, he doesn't work for them, but he still got to go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that's what I was saying, like, dude, apply for press. Because they're asking this year also, they're opening up their press passes and stuff to, like, streamers and YouTubers and shit. So it's like, hello, we do a podcast about gaming. We should apply. We'll never get in, but we should still apply.
What do we have to lose?
What do we have to lose?
A week.
That's good answer there, Jer.
But it'd be worth it.
I mean, that'll be you guys. I'll be in Alaska, so you guys have your fun.
No, I think you'd have to cancel that fucking trip.
Yeah, you'd have to reschedule that trip, Kev.
Yeah, let me go fucking do that.
Yeah, his wife's not going to let that happen.
I wouldn't let that happen.
I know.
We've planned this for a while.
Don't act
he
like
tries to
charge.
Act like he has that pussy on the chain wax, but he don't.
Caleb was the better son.
Yes!
What the fuck is going on with Jerry? He's like bouncing back and forth like Tom Arnold.
He just really likes my joke.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was one of my favorite fucking quotes.
Put that pussy on the chain, Wes. From Key and Peele.
Oh.
Put the pussy on the chain, Wax! That's not really a thing.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Are you just trying to make that up? I just Googled it. And it's not real. Yeah, it's real. Yeah. Put the pussy on the chain, Wax!
Hey, you know what? Fine, you don't have to go. Ryan says I'd wear Kev's E3 press pass.
That's fine. You'd take better photos than I could.
Harsh truths.
Yeah, I mean, in the chat, Judge says, "What's the worst they're gonna say? No, well, that's like that's the worst they're gonna do." And so, like, I why not?
Yeah, they're not gonna like, blacklist us.
Will they?
I don't know.
Steam Direct is a new name, and it's replacing Steam Greenlight. So, if you don't know what Greenlight was a program. It was supposed to be for indie developers, and to get your game on Steam, it got voted for, and then it got, of course, put on there. It got, I mean, it, hugely successful, way too successful, so now they're doing Steam Direct. And Steam Direct, essentially, you have to go through a lot of different red lights before they turn green in order for you to get your game on Steam, because of the fact that what happened was, is that a lot of developers were using... green light in order to get like to make a quick buck, so they'd put out unfinished products, things that only had like one or two levels, just to try to make a quick dollar, things that weren't going to sell very well. So now you have to go through an application process, and if you do that, then you can put your games on Steam. So there you go, there's new rules and regulations, and you have to pay a fee of from as low to $100 as high as $5,000. They have not decided what. So I think it's a good idea, because if you're willing to pay for your game to be on Steam, then you think it's going to be successful and not just a POS.
Right.
So it's kind of neat. The NBA.
Like DayZ.
Like what?
DayZ.
Fuck that
game.
Which
has been like in development for like 3 years in like access.
Yeah. Early access. Yeah. Ark is... Mm-hmm. Quickly closing in on that.
Hey, don't they have another expansion coming out for it?
No, they have a whole new game.
Worth it.
It's called Ark 2. Get it in early. It. Get it in early access. They announced Ark 3 before Ark 2.
That would be awesome. It'll be the fuck Jer edition.
They'll just be like, fuck it. This is so good, we're skipping 2. the NBA and Take-Two are teaming up for a NBA esports league, which is kind of interesting, because we talked about this before when we talked about esports and about how having a draft and everything, because this is how it's going to work. They plan on having every NBA team owner owning a team eventually. I think like maybe 10 have signed on so far. And what they're going to do is at the beginning of the season, they're going to draft their players. And so the NBA teams will draft 5 people for their team. They will run an entire 82-game season. They'll have a playoffs, and then they'll have a championship at the end. So just it'll mirror the NBA. It's kind of crazy.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And so
I mean, that game is, as far as sports games go, it's one of the best sports simulating games out there. So I could see them forming a league around it.
Once again, how do you get people to get their butts in the seat to watch NBA fake players instead of the real thing? That's my only thing.
You'll get them on Twitch. I mean, you'll get people sitting at home watching it. I don't think you'll fill a stadium.
Well, I mean, that's their
this per se.
Well, that's what they want to do is fill stadiums. I mean, that's what they're doing with these games, which we've seen before. I mean, they've got stadiums built in a couple of states here in the U.S. already for just esports only. Like that one, I think it was Arizona we reported on before that has a whole esports stadium. And then, of course, they did the League of Legends championship. We talked about that a couple episodes ago, and how they had the layout and everything like that. So they did that in an NBA arena. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I'll keep an eye on that just for you guys.
Thanks, dude. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jer. Good looking out.
Hey, no problem. Call of Duties. The Call of Duty series will return to its traditional combat, which means, holy shit, we saw what Battlefield 1 did, and we want to do that now, too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what that fucking means. So I think that either A, they're going to go back to World War II, or they'll, you know, some old school shit.
Rumor has it they are looking into Vietnam.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I'm all right with that. They already did that once, and it turned out really well. Like, I really liked the Call of Duty in Vietnam. I think it was Call of Duty that had a Vietnam theme. Yeah,
they had a Black Ops. No, they had that was Battlefield. Battlefield was had it? A Vietnam one. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, there you go. Vietnam, go for it. I actually am excited to get kind of back to World War II stories as well. Like, I think that'd be I think it's time to revisit and maybe tell some stories that we haven't seen yet. But I miss that era of shooters. Let's see. Activision Destiny 2 is slated for the fall, which we already knew, but the PC version will be with that as well, which I'm really excited for. I know that Kevin is ready to grind. Are you ready to grind it?
Yeah.
Tell me how much you want to grind it.
Not again. depending on the turn, I might end up getting this for PC. Well, I'll probably end up getting it for PC anyway, but if there's still, I might get it for PS4 and PC.
You know you're going to, because you're going to have two sets of friends, and they don't play on PC.
Well, you guys won't play on PC.
Well, we just love our PS4s.
No, I'm saying you guys won't play Destiny with me.
On PC? Mm-hmm. The fuck I won't. I didn't continue playing it on PS4 because I hated the fucking controller.
Doug?
I'm not playing at all. That can go fuck off.
See?
Oh, wait. No. We're about to get a rant. Doug, why?
Because it sucks.
Not the... you went
step down. Up your rant yeah, game, Doug.
No, step it no, up, bro. No.
Mm-mm. You're not getting one out of me this week.
Yeah, we will.
Not about Destiny. I'm not going to waste the fucking energy.
Why? Yeah, you would.
Game's not worth it.
Fuck. I thought I almost had it.
You never even played it. You don't even know.
I played the beta.
Yeah, but what if Destiny 2 blows you away?
It won't.
How do you know?
It won't.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's fun to shoot one thing for 45 minutes.
Well, we played fucking The Division. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's
not the same. Because you don't shoot things. It's not the exact same.
Uh-huh, because you shoot things because they have three bars of energy.
It doesn't take 45 minutes to take down one bad guy.
Well, this is true, but maybe maybe Destiny has changed things up a little bit.
It hasn't.
Kevin, does it take 45 minutes to kill a boss?
In Destiny? No, not anymore.
Mm-hmm,
like,
sure.
In that beta, yeah, it did. And then, you know what? That's why it was a beta. They learned and rectified it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, go out and buy the game right now.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to have to prove you wrong.
I got to buy Sniper Elite 4 first, and then after that I got to buy what's it called?
Wildlands.
Wildlands.
And then after that you got to buy,
oh god, everything else aside from Destiny.
Okay, so 3 years later, Grand Theft Auto hits 75 million copies shipped. And it's still making money. It's still on the top five lists. I don't fucking understand why people like loading in for 5 hours to play multiplayer in this goddamn game.
Because it's actually fun.
No,
you
it's
guys should
not.
Try it sometime.
When you have to load, so you load into the game and it takes 5 minutes. And then you want to do something and you load again for 5 minutes into the game. And then if somebody drops out, you have to fucking reload again for five more minutes. Waiting for a new host migration.
Here's a Jeremy rant.
I'm just saying. It's
so
a
what
lot
you're
of
saying
loading.
Is we should install it all together right now and play it after this and stream it.
I will learn how to hack. I will hack your computer and burn your CPU to the ground.
Just the CPU?
Yeah, you'll have to replace that. That's it. I'm not a monster.
Yeah, you are.
Well, that's our show.
But we should play Grand Theft Auto sometime, guys.
No, I'm good.
I hate you guys. We could start. We could be everything. We could start a motorcycle club. We can go racing. We can golf.
No.
Can't we just golf? We have games for all of that. That load up faster than that game.
Yeah. But we could use.
Oh, speaking of, Ants turned us on to. I know none of us really talked about it, but there is a new course on golfing with friends.
Oh snap!
It's called
the Drunken Night coming
it's
up.
It's called Candyland.
Oh shit!
It's on.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Deb is practicing on it as we speak.
She's been playing for fucking weeks. Anyways, that's our show, everybody. I hope that you liked it, and I hope that you follow us. I hope that you re-listen just to grab some of the info maybe you've lost. And then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.